A group of right-wing senators has announced it will file a second complaint on the Lisbon Treaty with the country's constitutional court. Civic Democrat Senator Jyri Oberfalzer said that on September 28th, the group would again petition the court to examine the treaty's compatibility with Czech law. The move, which precedes a key Irish repeat referendum in October, could end up further delaying overall ratification by up to 6 months. Jan Wellinger has the story.
If leaders in Brussels are worried, it is for good reason, as they face additional delay in the ratification of the EU's Lisbon Treaty. Although the outcome of the upcoming second Irish referendum now appears to favour Lisbon, a group of right-wing Czech senators will almost certainly complicate further ratification by petitioning the court once again over whether the treaty is compatible with Czech law. Overall ratification here could be delayed for up to 6 months. Political analyst Petr Just.
We still can see that there is a situation where few people, the Eurosceptics in the Czech Republic, try to do everything against the Lisbon Treaty ratification, who try to show that still there are some doubts about the constitutionality of the Lisbon Treaty, that there are doubts whether the Lisbon Treaty is in order with the Czech constitution and legal system. And of course, these Eurosceptics are headed by Václav Klaus, who has shown for a long time his criticism and his critical approach to Lisbon Treaty, presenting it not only inside the Czech Republic, but also outside on the European field.
The Czech president, in fact, has promised to be the very last to sign the treaty, even if it is ratified everywhere else, distinctly ignoring the fact that the document has already received backing in a constitutional majority in the Czech parliament. Petr Just says that is something of a paradox. Usually, Mr. Klaus stresses that the Czech Republic is a parliamentary democracy, but in this case he has refused to give parliament its due, and clearly has no qualms delaying the result. Petr Just again.
The Czech Republic will, according to Václav Klaus' statement, will be the last country to not ratify the Lisbon Treaty yet. I think this may generally complicate the situation of the Czech Republic in European Union. If not institutionally, then definitely psychologically, the Czech Republic will be seen as a country that doesn't have much interest in European Union.
Tensions have not surprisingly been growing at the European level. Last week, French President Nicolas Sarkozy warned that Prague faced consequences if it failed to quickly ratify the treaty after the Irish vote. And he wasn't alone. Slovakia's Prime Minister Robert Fico has also warned Prague it was undermining its position in the EU over the issue. But these are warnings that appear to have left the group of senators, as well as the country's famously Eurosceptic Czech president, unfazed. They know that the longer the treaty is delayed, the greater the chances fresh opposition will emerge. Observers have noted that British Conservative Party leader David Cameron, for example, has pledged to call for a referendum on Lisbon if his party wins the next election, and the issue has still not been resolved.
Jan Wellinger with that report.